Okay, everybody, said today's daf is daf Samach Vav. We are starting from the beginning of the Gemara, right after the Mishnah, which is roughly 10 lines from the top of the Umud. The Gemara tells us a fascinating story. Tana Rabbanan, Halacha zu nis'alman b'mnei b'seira. The following halacha that we're going to discuss was nis'alim. David, hi. Nis'alim means that they forgot. It was hidden from them, from the b'nei b'seira. Who the b'nei b'seira, says Rashi, these were the nisiyim. The article brings, at least in the blue edition, that they weren't just nisiyim in one generation, but the b'nei b'seira were nisiyim over several generations, spanning from the times when the Beis HaMikdash was still standing, as we'll see, and as late as Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseda, who's quoted on Daf Kuf Tes later on in our Masechta, and he talks about after the Churban Beis HaMikdash. So we see that B'nai Beseda were Nesiim and were big Talmid HaChamim for an extended period of time.
Wasn't he also quoted?
That's when the time when Yerushalayim was still standing, but he was away. Fussy means that they're in Eretz Yisrael. So apparently from the Mishpucha. Anyway, so continuing more halacha nizalman b'nei b'seira. Pam achas chal arba osa liyos b'shabbos. One time Yudalit fell out on Shabbos, like this year, and shokhu v'lo yadu. And the Bnei B'Seder, the Nesiyim, forgot in Pesach Doiches Shabbos im Lav. Does Korban Pesach Doiches Shabbos or not? In other words, Yud Dalet Nisan Erev Pesach falls out on Shabbos. Can you go and shecht the Korban Pesach on Shabbos? And they forgot. Omru, so the Bnei B'Seder let out an announcement. Klum Yesh Odom Shiedea in Pesach Doiches Shabbos im Lav. Is there anybody that knows the halacha? Amru lahem. So people answered, Odom echad yesh sha'olam yibavel. We have a new immigrant that came in from Babel. The Hillel Babel Shemoyer, his name is Hillel. Shishima shnei gedoli ador. He was Mishamish, the two great gedoli ador, Shmaya v'avtal yoin. If you look in the beginning of the Pirkei Avos, when they go through the Zugos, so after Shmaya v'avtal yoin, the next one after that is Hillel v'shamay kibel mehem. So Hillel was a Talmud of Shmaya v'Avtal Yoin, v'yodeya im Pesach doiches Shabbos im Lav, and Hillel Bavli, he would know this halacha. Sholchu, they sent him, v'koroloi, omroloi, klumat yodeya im Pesach doiches Shabbos im Lav, do you know the halacha? Omrolohem, v'chi Pesach echad yesh lona v'ashana, shedoiches Shabbos. There's only one Korban Pesach a year. We bring 200 Karbonos Pesach on Shabbos. We bring 200 Karbonos Pesach on Shabbos. Obviously, we don't mean that literally, because you only bring one Korban Pesach a year. You don't bring every Shabbos a Korban Pesach. However, Rashi says, what Hillel meant to say is, a Korban Pesach, as you know, is min akvosim u'min izim tikachu. You bring either from the young kvasim, the young sheep, the lambs, or from the goats. How many sheep do you bring throughout the year on a normal, regular Shabbos? Says Rashi, every single Shabbos we have four kvasim. We have the normal Tomid Shul Shach and the Tomid Shul Ben Aboyim, which are Shnei Kvasim, Kevisa Achaz Tase Baboy, Kevisa Kevisa Sheni Tase Ben Aboyim, that's every single day, including Shabbos. And on Shabbos, you have Yom HaShabbos, Shnei Kvasim and Eishon HaTzvimim, Shnei Asroyim. So, out Korban Musaf, you have to add two more. So, every Shabbos of the year, you always have four Kvasim being brought. And we have 50 Shabbosim in the year. We're talking about the lunar year. You have 50 Shabbosis. So 50 times 4 gets you to 200. But then says Rashi, every single year, at least you have two Shabbosis where you're also bringing Karbonis for Yontif. And that is on Pesach and on Sukkot. You don't always have Shavuos falling out on Shabbos, so you cannot count Shavuos. But Pesach and Sukkot always fall out on Shabbos, either Yontif or Chol HaMoed. And every single day of Pesach, we bring seven Kivosim, besides the Parois and the Elim. And Chag, you have 14 Kivosim every single day. So therefore, we have a total throughout the year of at least 221 kvasim being brought on Shabbos, 250 Shabbosim, the additional 7 for Pesach, additional 14 for Chag. The reason why Rashi doesn't count as well the Purim and the Elim that are also brought on Pesach and on Sukkis, because we're trying to go and show Karbonis which are similar to the Karban Pesach, where the Karban Pesach is from Kvasim and from Ezim. So we're talking about all those times throughout the year that we bring every single Shabbos Kvasim, and that we total at least 221. And that's, yes.
What's the Shabbos?
Yeah.
Why bring in Sukkot and Pesach? The Shabbos alone has 200+.
Yeah, but he said
Chol Moed Shabbos, Chol Moed Shabbos, Chol Moed Pesach.
Also has
each of 14. There's another 21. So Shabbosos.
Many. Look at the Lashon of the Gemara. Hillel says, "V'halei harbe yoisem imasayim psachim yesh lanu b'shana." We have many more. How do you have many more? You only have 250 weeks. 4 kvasim every week is 4 times 50. So look at the Rashi. Rashi about 10 lines in the top of the Yom. V'chi pesach echad yesh lanu shdoichas v'shabbos al yoisem imasayim, etc. Kolayma. Yoisem imasayim karbonas yesh shdoichan shabbos b'shana. How? Chamishim shabbosas hashana. You have 50 shabbosas b'chol shabbos v'shabbos abo kvasim. Shnayim letmidim u'shnayim l'musaf. Harim Masayim. So we got the 200. Levad, besides the Shabbos Shabbatech Pesach. Oh, Betech Achak. Shekreid Mehem Musafi Hayoim Shivas Tuloim Be'et Pesach. Marbo Osar Lechak. So you add another 7, you add another 14. 221 altogether. Harbi Yoyser than 200. Yup. Is that again? And besides that, of course, we have Purim and Elim, but he wants to talk about the Karban Pesach, which was Kvasim for our purposes. Is Zochimara Amrulois, they said to Hillel, Minay Lecha, how do you talk and know what's the Makar? Amulahem, Nemamui Adi Bepesach, for Nemamui Adi Betomid. Both by Karban Pesach, it says, you bring the Karban Pesach Bemayadai. And it says by the Karban Tomid, you ought to go and check the Bemayadai. You have in the Psukim here, number 1 and number 2. V'yasu b'nei Yisrael es ha-posach b'moyadoi, that in Parshas Nosoi, or Parshas Baloischa, and then you have Beis, you have number 2, Tavis b'nei Yisrael, v'matalim es karboni lach l'isha erech nechoichet, hakali b'moyadoi. So just like b'moyadoi means every day of the week, in its appointed time, including Shabbos Kodesh. So b'moyadoi, when it says by the Pesach, it also means in its appointed time, even on Shabbos. So therefore says Yimara, Minayim Lecho, Amalham, says Mayadi, Mamiyadi Omer B'Tomid, Doiche Es HaShabbos, Af Mayadi Omer B'Pesach, Doiche Es HaShabbos. So I therefore have Gzeira Shava to tell you that Karban Pesach is Doiche Shabbos. The Oy Kalvachoymer, I have a Kalvachoymer. Matomid She'ein Onoish Koreis. If you fail to bring the Karban Tomid in the base of English, there is no Oynish of Koreis. It's a terrible thing, but there's no Oynish of Koreis. And Zdoiches HaShabbos. Pesach, that if you don't bring the Karban Pesach, She'onush Koreis, Chas V'Sholom, the person doesn't bring Karban Pesach. Ein Oydin She'doiches HaShabbos, the Chavad and Avada. So both based on a Gzeir HaShabbos. And based on a Kal V'Chaymer, there's no question about it that Pesach is Zdoiches HaShabbos. The B'nai B'Seder were so impressed, Miyar Hoshivuhu Beroish, Iminu Nasi Aleim, they appointed him to be the Nasi on top of them. Even though they themselves were the Nasiim, said Rashi, he became the super Nasi on top of them. And from that moment on, it was obviously close to Pesach, so he started teaching them all the Hilchas Pesach. Now before we continue on, the Gemara on the surface is a pellet, because it's not as if Erev Pesach Cholios B'Shabbos only happens once every 10,000 years. It happens after all every 10 years, 20 years, it happens. It's not a frequent occasion, but it happens. We've all lived through at least one or two or three of them in our lives, so we know that it happens. So, people didn't know. How could that be? So, Yerushalmi asked that Kasha, Yerushalmi Maseches Pesachim, and Yerushalmi says, Avada, they knew it on a normal, regular basis. However, Kadosh Baruch Hu wanted that Hillel should be appointed the Nasi, and therefore caused temporary amnesia, if you will, in this halacha among the Nesiim and among the Talmid Chachamim, so that Hillel would be propelled and become the Nasi in Klal Yisrael. That's one pshat. The Meiri says another pshat. Yes, they knew the halacha, but people wanted to know, what's the source? Where does it say in the books? Let me know. And they didn't remember this drasha of the Miyad HaMiyadoi, and for that, they had Hillel, who came and Shtel Devek, Anyway, so bottom line is, they already asked that kasha, how could it be that everybody forgot? So getting back to our Gemara now, so now not the Hillel became Hillel Nasi. And now, he started being critical of the Yidden in Eretz Yisrael. After all, remember that he, Hillel, had just recently immigrated from Bavel, and now he's calling to the Yidden Eretz Yisrael, Amulahen, mi goram lechem. What caused it, she'e'ele mi Bavel, that I should come up from Bavel, ve'eye nasi alechem? Why did that happen? Atzle she'oise b'chem. Kasat slonim, like you had yesterday, yeah. Because you guys were lazy. In which respect were you lazy? Shloishi mashem shnei gedoli adar. You should have learned, just like I did, by the grosser gedoli adar, shemai v'aftalion. Just like I learned it, you could have learned it, but you didn't want to learn. You were lazy fellows. And that's why he gave them a lot of musa, shemai v'aftalion. It's interesting that we have shemai v'aftalion. If you remember a couple of days ago, we had about Akavi ben Mahalalel, and the Gemara said that the reason why Akavi ben Mahalalel, according to the Chacham, not according to Bihuda, remember Bihuda defended Akavi ben Mahalalel, Ein Azorim Nin Elis Al Kol Adam Bi Yisrael B'Chacham Bi Yerushchait B'Akavi ben Mahalalel. However, what was Akavi ben Mahalalel accused of by the Chachamim? That he had disagreed with them, the Gavad Halacha, of how was he disrespectful to? Teshmaiv Avtalion. In which respect was he disrespectful? Because everybody else said that you cannot go and be mashke mei soita to a giyoris or to mishachreres, and he said that forget. They said that you can be mashke a giyoris mishachreres. He Akab ben Malala says you cannot be mashke mei soita to giyoris mishachreres. And the Chachamim told him, what about that famous story, Masa Bekarkin, the Shivcha, Shehoisim Yishalayim, Bishkua, Shema Bavtalioin. Don't you remember Shema Bavtalioin gave her to drink?
It
was a placebo. It was Kool-Aid. It wasn't the real McCoy. And Doimen Lo Hoyu Oisen Sheheshkua. The people that gave her to drink, meaning to this Karkimis, the Shivcha, this Giyaris, they themselves were of the same type. In which respect were the same type? Kishmai Vavtalion, either they or they were descended from Gerim. And therefore, they were so upset, the Chum was so upset. How can someone be critical? Shmai Vavtalion is a Gedoli Yisrael, and you're going in and belittling them, you are degrading them. Chas v'shalom. What are you doing? Therefore, they put him into Chayr. So now, Mida Kenegan Mida, now the Gemara, rehabilitates and says, once again, Shmai Vavtalion, they were the Gedoli Adar, the Gedoli Yisrael. We see from this a Gevaldig Gezach that all of the natural born Jews, the Bnei Beseder, the Nesiim, the Talmid Chacham, nobody knew the halacha. We had to reestablish the halacha based on Tzigikimina, based on Gerim, which shows you how much kavod we give to Gerim that we go and establish halacha based on them. They don't have the Mesoidus from Avram Avinu or Avram Yitzhak V'Yaakov. After all, they are Gerim which joined the ranks of Klal Yisrael. And we are so proud.
They're immigrants.
Immigrants. Oh, and we are so proud.
He was also an immigrant.
Exactly. So we are very, very proud to have such Gerim that go and get the job done and teach Klal Yisrael the halacha.
But very discerning.
Yes.
Hillel was Ayah Shalom.
Yeah. Why is he getting angry at them?
Yeah,
you'll meet him. You'll see on the Amud Beis. So Mendy already points out that we find now that Hillel got upset. He was Mekantran Bidvarim. And we'll see Mitchum on the Amud Beis what happened as a result. Anyway, yeah.
With the Gorn Shabbos, with the Gair, with the
Sukkot. Why not with Shiloh? You have to speak to.
A lot of Hillels, so how do you know what Shiloh
is? You have to speak to.
This is Hillel, this is the Hillel. Hillel. Are you Hillel? Said the.
The Makara people.
Right, he was the one in Gorn Shabbos. Are you Hillel? And he's washing his hair of Shabbos.
Yeah, the one who. Yeah.
Why did the Kadumim have flat feet? And why did the Eludim have.
All of that is correct, but that's what Brother Shai is asking. Is that the same hill, or maybe it's a different hill? Maybe it's the grandfather hill, maybe it's the grandson.
There's Hillel the second, who was Sada Luach. That's centuries later.
Yeah.
That's after Rebbe.
And there was no hill in between?
The two famous.
That's what Brother Shai wants to know. He wants to know whether this is the first, the last, or someone in between. Anyway, so the Gemara tells us Vaita, Omruloi Rebbe. So now they asked Hillel. Thank you. Shachach v'lehevi sakin erev Shabbos. What happens if a person forgot and didn't bring his sakin erev Shabbos? Apparently, it is close to the zman on Friday, not on Friday night, but yes, on Friday night, on erev Shabbos. And now tomorrow we have to go and do the Karban Pesach. We just established that based on the 221 times. But what happens if someone forgot to go and bring a sakin from erev Shabbos? And the Mefarshim explain avada. There were tons of sakinim in the Beis Hamikdash. However, that's on a regular day. Here we're talking about on Erev Pesach, where they're shechting 600,000 kabbonis, they might need an extra sakin. So people have to go and bring sakinim from their home. But they didn't bring it early enough on Erev Pesach, or on Erev Shabbos, I should say. And they want to know, what am I going to do? We're going to need extra sakinim. We have the Chayre Shikul problem. Doesn't every single sakin and every single keli which is used in the Beis Hamikdash doesn't have to be a klisharis? So how can I go and bring my own private sakinim into the Beis Hamikdash and use that for shechita? After all, it's got to be niskash for klisharis. Anyway, the Mefarshim talk about that. That's the second toisis. Toisis says, "Vaboy klisharis, ishloi meshikdishim." They talk were mekadosh the makdosh. The question is, did they have klisharis tom and klisharis aguf? Anyway, there's a lot of discussion about
that.
We're assuming that they were all expected and they were all sharp and they were great. And the question is, how are we going to get them to the Beis Hamikdash? So they said, Rabbi, what am Shachar Lehevi Sakmei Erev Shabbos? Now, what should we do? Amalehem Tzehil said, Halacha Zu Shemati V'Shechachti. Says Hill himself, I heard it and I forgot. It's a shtickl mida kenegen mida, because the only reason why Hillel was appointed as the brand new Nasi was because they had forgotten, and he remembered because he learned from Shmaya Vavtalia, and he unfortunately, Hillel got a little bit, if you will, a little bit pompous, a little arrogant, and said, "Ha ha, Chavra, why do you have to rely on an immigrant like me? Why don't you know the halacha? Because you guys are lazy. No, Hillel, how come you don't know this halacha?" So it's a shtickle midah kenegen midah. We'll talk about this in the Gemara on the Amud Beis. Anyway, halacha is shmati v'shachti. Ella says, Hillel, you know what? Hanach lehen liYisrael, and ain neviim hein, b'nei neviim hein. Even if they are not neviim, but they're b'nei neviim. What means they're b'nei neviim? So Rashi says b'nei neviim means b'tiru mashiyasu. In other words, everybody's going to go based on his own Mesoira or his own instincts. What would my father have done? What my Rebbe would have done? What would we do under these circumstances? And we will see from Ma Amad Debar, like the Gemara says, what do people do? What is their minhag? And guess what happened? The Mocha the next day, Misha Pischoi Tle, Toichvoi Bitzamroi, Misha Pischoi Gdi, Toichvoi Bein Kainav. What they all did was they had the animals themselves carry the sakin, but Kelacher Yad. How do they carry them kelachar yad? In the case of tla, meaning a lamb, as you know, is full of wool. You're able to go and stick the knife into the wool, and that will hold in place. A gedi, as you know, a goat doesn't have wool. It only has goat's hair. If you would go and stick the sakin in, it would promptly fall to the ground. So therefore, toichvim ben karnav, you have to go and squeeze it in somehow between the kanayim, between the horns on the top of their head. Anyway, seeing this on Shabbos morning, Shabbos afternoon, as they're bringing their Kabbalah's Pesach, Ro'a Maisa, Venizkar Loch, and then Hillel said, Omar, oh, yet Kedenkach, now I remember, Kachni Koblani Mipi Shmai Vavtalion, that what they did is exactly what I should have paskin, and the way Shmai Vavtalion taka paskin many years ago. Rashi says, Kachni Koblani, Shkach Alocha, Kemoisha Osu Eilu, the taka b'nei Nevi'im, they were all Zoicha to do according to the halacha. The Gemara is going to talk more about that on the Amud Beis. Isn't it a malacha of mechamer, of causing your animal to go and do a malacha? Mechamer, we'll see further. Anyway, that's the end of the story. A very nice braisa. And now we come back to earlier on in the braisa, Omar Ma. It said in the braisa, Nemr miyadu bepesim, Nemr miyadu betomid, Ma miyadu omar betomid, Doiche es haShabbos, Ma miyadu omar bepesach, Doiche Shabbos. So we're learning Mayadai from Mayadai, Gzeir Shava, Freikti Mar, Betamid Gufa, Min Nolan, Dedochi Shabbos. How do I know that Karman Tamid is Doicha Shabbos? Elaim Mishim Dechsiv Bey, B'Mayadai. Oh, we just said. It says B'Mayadai. That's how I know. Freikti Mar, Pesach Nami, Oksiv B'Mayadai. In other words, what it means to say is, if it's such a Dover Pasha to you, that the word Mayadai means in its appointed set time, that that's when you have to bring it. So therefore it makes a difference whether it's Sunday, Monday, or whether it's Friday or Shabbos, if that's the way you're understanding the Mo'adah that you have by Karban Tamid. So it says, Mo'adah by Karban Pesach, I don't need a Gzeira Shava. Just like it says, Mo'adah by the Karban Tamid, everything away, as Karboni Lachmi, the Isha, Rech, the Choychi, Lahakrav Libi Mo'adah, if that means every day, including Shabbos, so then it says by Karban Pesach, V'yasu b'nei Yisrael esa posach b'mayadai. So why do I have to shtel tzu and make a gzeira shava one to the other? Just say it says b'mayadai. Every day Gemara el mayadai mashmalei. Come to chois that the word mayadai that it says by Karban Tamid, or I should say by Karban Pesach l'mashmalei, that when it says mayadai by Pesach alone, that's not enough. I have to have another source. Hachanan mayadai mashmalei. So the mayadai by every single day by the Karban Tamid is also not a sufficient source. So bottom line is, how do I know Tamid so that I should be able to learn Pesach from Tamid with the Gzeirah Shava? Elamakra. I have another pasuk. This pasuk is on Shabbos itself. Oilas Shabbos b'Shabbatai, al oilas atamid b'nisko. That what? When you bring the oilas Shabbos b'Shabbatai, which is referring to the carbon musaf that you're bringing on Shabbos, that should be in addition to al besides the oilas atamid. Oh, what do you mean besides oilas atamid? Because you bring the oilas atamid on Shabbos, and besides that, you also bring the oilas Shabbos b'Shabbatai. Oh, now that I see that elo makro oilas Shabbos b'Shabbatai al oilas atamid b'chlal. Oyle the Tamid Karban B'Shabbos. So it's crystal clear l'chayra that the Karban Tamid is brought. And in addition to that, you bring the Karban Musa, the Oyle Shabbos Shabbatai Al, in addition to and besides the Oyle Shabbos. Ah, now that I know that Shabbos there's a din of Oyle Tamid, so now I can learn out my Gzeira Shava, Mayadin and Mayadoi. Just like the Karban Tamid, it's got to be brought even on Shabbos. And by Karban Tamid, it says the word Mayadoi. Now by Pesach, it all says Mayadoi, learn one from the other, that there's a din of bringing the Karban Pesach even on Shabbos. Omamar. So now we, for Enfid, we explained the Gzeir Shavah. But let's go back to the Bryce. And the Bryce says, V'oid Kavachoymer. I have an addition to that, a Kavachoymer. What's my Kavachoymer? Ma Tomit She'ein Onish Kores. Doiches HaShabbos. If you fail to bring a Karban Tomit, a terrible thing, but there's no Onish of Kores. But nevertheless, it's Doiches HaShabbos. Pesach She'onish Kores, Pesach, which seems to be so much more weighty that if you fail to bring a Karban Pesach HaShem, this Kores, ain't a dinch of Doiches HaShabbos. A very good Kavachoymer. But have a pirch on the kavchaim. What's the pirch? Mal tamid shekin todir the kolil. In two respects, the carbon tamid is weightier; it's heavier than the carbon pesach. In which two respects? Number one, it's a todir. Todir shekin todir todir koydim. You bring it every single day, and if you have a conflict between the two, this would go first. Like every Todah B'Shein and Todah. So it has the priority status. And the Kolul, as we know, the Karban Oilas Tamid, like every Karban Oila, it's Kula Kolul on the Mizbeach. And the Gemara considers that to be a gruesome mala that you don't have by regular Kabbanis, where it's sheared by Bnei Adam. Even though, of course, the Kodesh Baruch Hu says that it should be sheared. The whole Indian of Karban Pesach is that people are supposed to eat the Karban Pesach. But nevertheless, it doesn't get to that Madrega where it's Kula Kolul on the Mizbeach, Achilas Mizbeach, by the Gevoya, by the Rebbeinu Shlomo. And so therefore, I have a pircha, and the chayyim, therefore, the kal v'chaymer is not a solid kal v'chaymer. Zog to Gemara, you have a good point. And in fact, although the Braisa says that Hill first told him about the Gzeira Shava Mayadim Mayadim, and after that he added on the kal v'chaymer, in truth, kal v'chaymer omelahu bereisha. He initially told them about the kal v'chaymer, uparchua. And they asked the pircha that we just said in the Gemara, Malatamid Shekin Todeh V'Kol. The Hodeh Amalu Gzeir Shavah. And after that, once they defeated the Gzeir Shavah, the Kal V'Chaymer, by asking these two pirchois, then he told about the Gzeir Shavah. Freitimah V'Chimiyach, the Gomer Gzeir Shavah, Kal V'Chaymer, Lomali. Once I have the Gzeir Shavah, let him dispense with the Kal V'Chaymer. Would he need the Kal V'Chaymer? I have the Gzeir Shavah, Miyadim, Miyadim. Says Yimar, I'll explain to you. El Vidhu Ka'omalahu. Hillel is speaking now to the Bnei Beseira and the people in Eretz Yisrael. And he's saying, Bishlam Gzeira Shava Gamrisu, the in Odom Don Gzeira Shava Me'atzmai. This is a shtikuraya to the Me'iri, that the Me'iri says that the kasha in the Braisa Halacha zu nis alma min may beseda. Not that they didn't know the halacha, they didn't know the makar, they didn't know the source. And he's saying, I cannot go and convince you based on the miyadim miyadoi because you didn't have that b'mesoida. And the halacha is ein odum don gzeir shami atzmai. Otherwise, every single halacha in the Torah, you'd go making gzeir shava. Here's the vayda v'shem amoy shaleimar, vayda v'shem amoy shaleimar, dava b'nei shaleimar, dava b'nei shaleimar. Can't just go make gzeir shava on your own. You have to have a mesoida. So obviously, you didn't have a mesoida here in Eretz Yisrael. And that being the case, that's why HaKadosh Baruch Hu schlepped me from Babel to emigrate to Eretz Yisrael, to be able to go and show this with you, to share this with you. Therefore, I cannot convince you basic Gzeir Shava, you don't know about this Gzeir Shava. You can be done at Kal V'Chomer, because Kal V'Chomer, as you know, is based on logic. So therefore, so even though you didn't have a Gzeir Shava, but at least you should have had the Kal V'Chomer, that you could have figured out on your own. Amrulei, Kal V'Chomer Prichahu. The Kal V'Chomer that you're referring to is Ogifreit. There's a Pircha. What's the Pircha? The Pircha that we just had now. Shekein Todir V'Kolil. So that's why he brought both. One to cover the fact that they didn't have the Messiah, and the other one to tell him you could figure it out on your own. But unfortunately, they had a Pircha on it, so we have to back up and we have to rely on the Gzeir Shava after all. Okay, Omamah. To be able to go and carry the sack into the base of Migdish, you either stuck it through the wool of the kle, or you put it between the kanayim and the horns of the gedi, of the chadgadya, of the kid goat. Aren't we going and doing avodah b'kodshim? L'chayr, we could say that that is me'ila. Rashi doesn't talk about me'ila. Rashi talks about v'oivim mishum loisavod b'vchor sheirecha. And even though this loisavod is by b'chor, but we learn from b'chor that dovish yotzim neklal l'lamad alatzmi yotzim l'lamad aklal kul yotzim. You're not allowed to do avodah with any of the animals. So why taka did the Gemara refer to me'ila? And the answer is very simple, because me'ila by kodshim is only by kodshim and not by kodshim kalim. The only time that you get to me'ila by kodshim kalim is after you do the zrika sadam. Then the emurim that go on the mizbeach, they have the din of me'ila. But until that, there's no din of me'ila. But there is a din, you're not allowed to go and do avodah based on the sabbath b'v'chor sherecha. So even though this is not major heavy duty work by putting in the sakin, but nevertheless, it is some work, it's a masui, so don't have a problem. So Timarik Hill, here they paskin like the same Hillel Chayre. Who's, what did Hillel say? The Sanya. Omru Olam al Hillel, mi yomav loy mo al odam be oy losoi, ela mevia chulin la azora, umakdisha, the same chiodi olel, vishoichta, the bayit. What is the Gemara telling us? What the Gemara telling us is, Hillel was concerned that people, by accident, they're going to be makdish one of their behemoths for a carbon. They're only going to bring the carbon when they go to Yerushalayim a week later, a month later, a moyed, a regal later, might be months later. And in during that period of time, there could be a chas v'shalom, a michshal, that people will forget, and they're going to take this animal and either work with it in the garden, in the field, or if it's tzoin, they might go and do giza. And therefore, shteiter basav leisav b'chor sherecha leisogayis b'chor tzenecha. So Hillel said, "Chevra, go and buy the animals as early as you want, but don't say anything about hegdish until you reach the azar. You reach the base of hegdish, so you'll never have a problem of potential avoida meila, etc. Do it at the last moment, be makdishit. Oh, very good answer." So therefore, miyamav leimol odem oilasai. Here the Gemara talks about meila by oila, because oila in fact is a kachi kodeshim. You never had a problem of meila by oila, and for that matter, you never had a problem of leisavet b'vchoy sherecha by kachim kalim. Why? Because on the meviyah chulin lazor, you bring it chulin until the final moment. When you get to the azor umakdisha, now I'm makdishit yiratzah and I'm makdishit, and now I do the smicha v'semich yadaleh v'shoichle, and we shecht it now. And so therefore, during this short interval, says Rashi, between Hegdish and Shechita, highly, highly unlikely that we'll ever get to the problem of Me'ila, or to be oved with a Kodshim, because it just isn't the time interval. Right after the Hegdish, Smicha, Shechta, done. So tomorrow, so therefore, that's why we don't have the problem of avoiding the Kodshim, because they weren't Kodshim until they reached the base of Hegdish. But Frank Timara, you're telling me that you're Makdashit at the final moment. That works throughout the week. A carbon that you bring Sunday through Friday. Shabbos, of course, we don't bring Karbonais, private Karban Yochid, with the exception of the Karban Pesach. So now you're telling me about the Karban Pesach, let's go on Shabbos being Makdashit at the final moment, and that all of those Eden Yushalayim, that's what they did. They weren't Makdashit before because they wanted to be able to carry their Sakinim. How can you be Makdish? What the Ram says in the Mishnah. Ein Makdish, and the Ein Mardich, and the Ein Machrim, and the Ein Magbi and Trumo, Maisis, Kolela, Beyontav, Omrukav, Achoyim, and Beshabbos. You're not allowed to do any of these Molochis on Shabbos. These are not Molochis Diaraisa, these are Molochis Dirabanan. The reason why you can be Makdish, and you can be Marach, and you can be Machrim, etc., Magbi and Trumo, and Maisis, that of course already is because it's similar to Tikkun Manan. But all the others, the reason that's given in the Gemara is because, number one, it's doima lemekach umemker. You're not going to do business on Shabbos, so you're not going to do this. It's similar to doing business. And we have in the pasuk that you're not going to go and do any business, even though these are not business. These are hegdish amarech, which is the choyra dvar gvoya. But another reason that's given is because we're afraid that you're going to come and write it down on, in your book, in your notebook, in your memos. You're going to go and make notation. Because after all, if you're makdish, marach, machram, you're making pledges, you want to make sure that you afterwards redeem your pledge, so you got to write it down. So we're afraid that you might come to write it, and that's why you don't do any of these things on Yom Tov, and certainly not on Shabbos.
We have options for sure.
Mm-hmm. And that's why usually if you have good gaboim, they have these paper clips that you attach to the cards, and he promised this one, he promised that one. Bim koim taka writing it down. And those places where they don't write it down, they don't get the money. But anyway, not because people chas v'shalom are bad, but people are forgetful. So, bottom line is, it's interesting. It was Hillel himself that gave this Eitzah, don't be Makdish previously, so you don't have the problem of Avodah B'Kodshim. So Hillel should have given this Eitzah. Rabbi says, I don't remember, but I have a good Eitzah. Go and put the Sakin in, and you don't have to worry about Avodah B'Kodshim, because none of you were Makdish until now. But again, that's all part of Halacha Zu Shemati V'Shachachti, that Hillel forgot the Halacha under these circumstances. But frankly, Gemara, yet, but you can't be Makdish Karban Pesach on Shabbos. So Gemara, Hani Milo B'Choy B'Shen Kavu Elohen Zman. If you're talking about you want to go and bring your carbon oil on Sunday or Monday or Tuesday or a week later or whatever, then don't be makdish today. Be makdish on Sunday, Monday, Tuesday. Those things that you have to do on Shabbos, you're allowed to be makdish on Shabbos. Rabbi Yochanan, makdish on Shabbos. The person allowed to be makdish is carbon Pesach on Shabbos. The reason why it doesn't say you can be makdish or Pesach on Yom Tov, because you don't bring a carbon Pesach on Yom Tov. You bring a carbon Pesach on Erev Yom Tov. So normally there's no problem on Erev Yom Tov being makdish. But if Erev Yom Tov, Chol Yom Tov, Shabbos, so Rabbi Yochanan, you're allowed to be makdish the carbon Pesach on Shabbos. The Chagiga also be Yom Tov. You call him Chagiga that you bring on Yom Tov. But I say you don't bring a Karm Chagiga on Yontif Shecholi Yos B'Shabbos. So therefore the Chagiga can only be brought on Yontif, Yerushalmi Chagiga. That's why Rabbi Yochanan talks about the Karm Pesach on Shabbos and Chagiga B'Yontif, that these Karbanas you are allowed to bring on Shabbos and Yontif respectively, you're allowed to be Makdish at that day. The reason why you can be Makdish that day, because since you're allowed to do Shchitza, which is one of the Lamed Tes Molochas on Karm Pesach and Erev Shabbos, and Chagiga on Yontif, so if you had to go and do the Shechita, then certainly you should be able to go and do the being Makdashit. Now you're going to tell me, well, that was the whole discussion we had in the Mishnah yesterday, that can you do Hazor, can you do the Harkova, can you go and schlep from Chutzot Chum, can you go and remove the wart, that these are all to only the Rabbanans, can you go and do that, and Shabbos Yontif? So Rav Lezer says, Mavach, you had to go and bring, do the Shechita itself, or Vadi, you had to do these smaller acts which are only Drabban. But the Mefarshim explain that what Rabbi Yochanan is saying is that just like the Torah was matted to go and bring the Karm Pesach on Shabbos and the Karm Chagig on Yantiv, then the Chacham said, no, one of the major requirements for the Karbonis are that you're Makdish them. You're not going to bring Chulim Bazar. So if you didn't do the Hegdish from before, and Hill said you shouldn't do the Hegdish from before, so you shouldn't come the day Meila or the day Avoid the Bekachim. So Meila, when are you going to have to do it? You're going to do it right before bring the Karm. So the Chum were lenient and said, the Tzoyrech, Hegdish, boy by yoim, it's mutter. And it makes sense. Particularly if you're going to say that the whole reason why Ein Makdish Ein Marichim is because you can write it down on a notebook. Here you're not going to write it down, because it's a second after you're being Makdish it, you're redeeming your pledge immediately. You're bringing your carbon right on the spot. So therefore the Chum said, you know what? no gzeira over here, and you're allowed to go be makdish if you're bringing it boy bayoim, not if you're bringing it subsequently later on. Fine, so we dealt with the isser of potential avoided b'kodshim by saying it wasn't kodshim b'shas they were wearing these or carrying these knives on their backs. Only later on. Frank, we'll have another problem. Following mechamer. Mechamer means any time that an owner is leading his animal and the animal is doing any type of avoider, such as plowing in the field, but here carrying this masui on its back, you're over on the hilchos mechamer. The Gemara could have also said, you have a problem of potential shvisas behemtoi. Or did you mishtamish with balichayim? Toises talks about that in the middle. Kelacher yad nami osam midrabon, and what's the mifrach al mishtamish balichayim? Osam midrabon. So you have the arise, you have the rabbanon. Anyway, the point is, how can you do this mechamer? It's also an issa deraisa. Mechamer is issa deraisa. So Gemara, summa mechamer kelacher yad. Mechamer kelacher yad means that it's not your normal work that an animal would do. A normal work an animal would do would be plowing in the field, the mashal. Here, carrying it stuck to it. It's not even in a backpack. It's not even on a saddle or some sort of appurtenance that you add to the animal. But you're sticking it through the wool or between the canine. That's kelachiyad. Frank, okay, fine. Mach kelachiyad nami. Need yisur ezer aiselek. Okay, it's not minatoyra. Abi sumi drabonit mi ikar. You're now going to go and do melachas kelachiyad. Every morning, the kaboyiminei. That's in fact why they asked, that it was part and parcel of the shaila that was posed to Hill. A thing where minatoyra there's no problem. The animal minatoyra can go and carry the knife on its back because this is minatoyra since it's kilacher yad. It's not an issue. But dvar shuas or even a fun of. But I have a problem with dvar shuas. La akri kilacher yad b'mokim mitzvah mai. Am I allowed to go and be oikir this din kelachiyad, this shvuz, but mokam mitzvah, because after all, it's mokam mitzvah. Can I forget about the shvuz? Now, of course, ain't shvuz b'migdash, but we're not talking about migdash. Now we're talking about taking the animal from your home with the animal on, with the sakin on its back, kelachiyad. Are you allowed to do the mokam mitzvah to go mimakayim the mitzvah of karm pesach on erev pesach on Shabbos? Off that, I don't remember. And guess what? That's what the Taka did the next day. Everybody was bringing it in that fashion. He said, yo, now I remember. Shmar Bavtalian said that is permissible. So now, based on this fascinating story, the Gemara is going to tell us a little bit, divrei Musar, if you will. Amar Vida Marav, kolam Misyayah. Anybody that is pompous, anybody that is arrogant, im chacham hu, even if he's a great chacham, chachmosei mistalekas mimenu, his wisdom will leave him. Im novihu, if he's a prophet, nevuasei mistalekas mimenu, he won't be able to prophesize because he is become arrogant. What the Gemara is telling us is, no matter how great a person is, it's all because the Kodesh Baruch Hu gives him that bracha. Anytime a person thinks, oh, I can do it already, Hashem has given me that bracha, now I can do it automatically, it's already now on autopilot, I don't need Hashem anymore to inject new chachma in my veins, I'm already a chacham. You become a pompous, you become an arrogant fellow, you'll see, you think that you're the greatest president that ever lived, Hashem Kodesh Baruch Hu can go and pull the wool or the carpet from under your feet and show you bistagunish. Oh, that's Aram Hillel. The Yomamar, Hischel, Mekantran, Bidvarim, Vikamulahu, Halacha Zushimati, Vishachachti, because he was Mekantran, Bidvarim, because he got so excited and heated up. In other words, he was arrogant in the sense that, at least for this temporary moment, where he said, huh, HaGadosh Baruch Hu had to go and schlep me from Bavel to you. None of you guys are learning. I was the one that learned Bahasmada with Grace Yigia by Shmai Vavtalian. You guys are a bunch of lazy good for nothings. Oh, as a result, HaGadosh Baruch Hu said, hello, you know, no great shakes either. HaGadosh Baruch Hu snapped his fingers, and guess what? Halacha zu shemat v'shechachti, he forgot the law.
Came from Bavel to learn with Shmai Vavtalian.
It's on top of the roof.
Right, top of the right. Mm-hmm. And in Perkei Avos we have that,
Hill v'sham and makabel mehem.
Right, makabel mehem. What are the makabel? Tam sham tam ma'avim tamid shal Aaron oyv shal rodev shal.
Exactly. Right, 100%. Normally Hillel was exactly that type, but because here he was Messiahir, he became
younger,
a little
bit. When he was younger, he didn't learn. He learned from the episode. Don't be so arrogant.
Every great person, in Tzadik Ba'ar, Shias, and Tevel Yach, everybody has their weak moments, if you will. Even the Heilig Hill. I mean, I can't say it on my own. The Gemara says. The Gemara said that he was Messiah, and that's what happened. And therefore, Shemad v'Shachati. Zog Gemara writes, in Navi, even if you have to be a great Navi, a Navi means you actually speak to a Kadosh Baruch Hu to some degree. You're receiving Nevuah. Not the Madriga Moshe Rabbeinu. You're getting Nevuah. If, Chas v'Shalom, this Navi is Messiah, he or she, as we'll see in a moment, if you become pompous and arrogant, divorce Mr. Lekas Mimena. How do I know Medvoira? The Chassid says in the Pasuk. This is part of the famous Shiras Dvoira that we are going to learn Mitzvah this Shabbos, Haftorah. They say, Chodlu Perozim B'Yisrael Chodelu. Ah, Shekamti Dvoira, Shekamti Ein B'Yisrael. What Dvoira is saying is, until my time, the previous leaders didn't do such a good job. People did not feel secure. And that's why Chodlu, they stopped being prozoin. Prozoin is from the Ori HaProzi Harbe Mi'oid, like we have the Ori HaProzi by Purim, right? Those Makoimis Prozim in those places which are in Makafis Chayim. Anyway, so the point is, Chodlu Prozim, the Yisrael Chadeil, the open cities without walls ended. People did not feel secure because their political leaders and their military leaders were not doing a good job. Ad Shekamti Dvoira, until I, Dvoira, came up and I became the leader. Shekamti Ein B'Yisrael, and now people feel secure at home. Dvoira is in charge. We have nothing to worry about. She's going to make Klal Yisrael great again. I don't have to worry about anything. Now, that's, of course, speaking a little bit in a form of arrogance. Uksiv, shortly thereafter, it says, Uri, Uri, Dvoira, Uri, Uri, Dabri, Shir. So the word Uri, Uri means to wake up. So Rashi says, Shenishtatka, from Lashon Shtika, her Nevuah became silenced, Machma Silik Nevuasa, and therefore she is now asking, Dvoira, I want my Nevuah to reawaken, wake up again, because I feel that I have lost my Nevuah, at least temporarily. So you see that even Nevuah, a Novi, or in this case a Neviyah, can forget their Nevuah because Chas v'Shalom, the Messiah, they become arrogant. Rish Lakish Amar, Kol Adam Shekoyes, if a person gets angry, Im Chacham Hu Chachmasim Mistalekas Mimenu, Im Novi Hu Nevuasim Mistalekas Mimenu. So where do we find the inyan of anger? Im Chacham Hu Chachmasim Mistalekas Mimenu, Mim Moshe Dechsev, it says by Moshe Rabbeinu. Vayitzev Moshe Al Pekudiyach Choyel. Why did Moshe Rabbeinu get upset at the soldiers that came back from the Melchemes Midyan? Because he asked them, did you leave any of the young ladies? And they said, yes, yes, we did not kill all of those, if they're not Roy Labia, etc., etc. He says, hein, hein, Benoy Smoyev, the Benoy Smidyan, that they were causing terrors for Klal Yisrael, should have killed them all out. He shouldn't have left any of them in the caves, because they were a terrible mechshal for Klal Yisrael, and that's why I'm involved in this war. And Moshe Rabbeinu Vayitzoyev, he got angry. And guess what? After that, they had taken among the booty many, many kalim, which they had been used by the minyanim. The question is, do we have to kasher the kalim? How do we kasher the kalim? And it says in the post, what you have to do is, some require libun and some require hagola, taviru ba'esh, and if they're not turesh, they go and put up a mayim. Like it says in the Torah. Now, why is Elazar HaKohen responding to this? Moshe Rabbeinu should be saying, these are the rules and regulations, legabe hagogas kelim, legabe kashering. Because the problem is, since Moshe Rabbeinu b'yiktzu, if he got angry, chachmosim mistalekas mimenu, he forgot his Torah momentarily at that time. We find a number of couple of incidents about Moshe Rabbeinu similarly.
Right, Aaron doesn't even meet.
What about? Exactly, exactly right. And you also find afterwards by Slavchad and other places, and Moshe Rabbeinu forgot, and there doesn't say he got angry there. The reason was because they wanted to go and give cover to the men of Slavchad. Good, anyway, the Maisa Moshe Rabbeinu forgot, Machal, the Moshe Yalam, Imenu, period. Next case. Im Navi Yunu Vosim Mistalekas Mimenu, May Elisha, Tachsi, what does it say by Elisha? Lule Peri Yashafet Melch Yud, Ani Noisi, Im Abre Lecha, Dim Er Echa. What is this all about? Elisha Hanavi was the Navi. And there was a big fight at that time against the Melech Moav. Big fight, it was a big war. And for one of the rare times in history, there were unity in ranks between the Melachim and Klal Yisrael. Yehoshaphat Melech Yehuda joined ranks with Yehoram Melech Yisrael. And they had a united front for this Muhammad. But there was a major difference between Yehoshaphat and Yehoram. Yehoshaphat was known as a Yira Tzadik, and Yehoram, unfortunately, was a Groyser Russia. So now, after a week's fighting, unfortunately, they were not winning, and all of the water had run out, and there was a tremendous, tremendous drought, or at least they didn't have any water with them, and Yehoshaphat said, we want a Yeshua, we better go to Elisha Navi. So they called Elisha, and Elisha came to Yehoshaphat and Yehoram. When he saw Yehoshaphat, he had a tremendous smile on his face. When he saw Yehoram, he frowned and he got very, very angry, and he spoke to him in very, very bad terms. In Pasuk number 5, some Gemaras may have that as hey, you see on the side, Vayomer Elisha Chai Hashem Tzvokos Asher Amadit Lefanav. He's swearing in the name of Hashem. Kilulei Pnei Yehoshaphat Melech Yehuda Ani Noisei. If it wasn't for the fact that Yehoshaphat is here, and he summoned me, and I'm happy to be here to be with Yehoshaphat, Im Abri Lecha, I wouldn't look at you, Yehoram. Im Erecha, I would stay away from you because you're a tremendous, tremendous Russian. So, as a result of his getting angry and screaming at Yehoram and criticizing him, etc., Uksiv, it says shortly thereafter that when Elisha himself wanted to bring up the Nevuah, after Chuli Menagin, go and bring in a musician to start playing the music. But he canagin a menagin with the love Yad Hashem, meaning that for a short period of time he lost his nevuah, like the memra that the Gemara is telling us that a person who is angry, the nevuasim mistalekas mimenu. Elisha lost the nevuah for a short period of time, and to therefore to be able to bring it back, he asked, let the musicians come in as a result of their playing their soft music, then hopefully I'll be able to, for sure, I'll be able to cool off my anger and I'll get back to normal, and it worked. But can I get the nagam at the love Yad Hashem, the Nebuah returned. Omre mani bar patrish kol shekoy isa filip poiskin ola v'dulim anashamayim, meridin oisoy. That kol shekoy is a person who gets angry, even if previously that had been a psak up in Shemayim that he's going to go and get gedula, he's going to be ola legedula. Marid noisei, Kadosh Baruch Hu will go and be moired him. He'll take him down from the lofty position that he should have attained. Eliyav. Who is Eliyav? Eliyav is an older brother of David HaMelech. He is a son of Yishai. Shenemar, it says in the pasuk, v'yichar af Eliyav b'David. Eliyav got angry at David HaMelech. Now, what was the story? The Gemara doesn't bring the whole story here.
Yeah.
Rashi brings pieces of the story that David HaMelech came to the front because he heard about Goliath, and David HaMelech got the strength that he wanted to go and perhaps the chutzpah to go and fight against Goliath, even though Goliath was a Goliath. He was a real warrior. David HaMelech felt, I'll be able to do it. David HaMelech wasn't Melech yet. V'yichar af Eliyav b'David. Now when David came to the front and Eliyav, his older brother, saw him, he thought to himself that David HaMelech did not come here because he wanted to volunteer in the struggle and in the war against Goliath, but rather, v'yomer, lama ze yiradata, palmina tashta, ma'ata tzoyin ohena b'midbar, and he adati is the doincha, v'esroi levavecha, ki l'manar of oisam l'chama yiradata. I know why you came here, because you were bored out there in the fields, out there in the midbar. You didn't want to tend to the flock anymore. You wanted to go and see the action. You didn't have a radio or television, so you figured out you're going to come to the scene of the battle and you'll be able to go and take pictures and be able to go back and tell everybody I saw it.
Didn't David go in the instruction of his father to bring food, like cheese and bread?
We're not asking what Yishai said to David. We're asking what Eliyav said to David. So Eliyav is criticizing David. He said, David, I know why you're here. You're not here to help your father. You're not here to go and fight Goliath. You're here for one purpose only. You're only to have a good time. So Nachma, Vicha, Eliyav to David. Eliyav got angry. Vicha, Af. Why'd you come down? Why'd you leave over the tzoyin? And he is done. I know why. You want to see what's going on? Oh, Kadosh Baruch Hu got angry at Eliyav. Now it's mashu from our Gemara that Eliyav might have been the one that Shmuel would have been Moshech to be the new Melech in Klal Yisrael instead of David HaMelech. And in fact, had Eliyav not gotten angry, it appears from our Gemara that in fact Eliyav would have been the Melech. And instead of talking about David Melech Yisrael Chai V'Kayim, we'd be talking about Eliyav Melech Yisrael Chai V'Kayim. And instead of talking about Mashiach ben David, we'd be talking about Mashiach ben Eliyav. As the Gemara says, when Shmuel came, as you know, Kadosh Baruch Hu said to Shmuel, go and be Moshech, the son of Yishai. When he came to Yishai, he saw that Yishai had several sons. Each time he pointed to another son, he started from the Bechor going downwards. He said, Kadosh Baruch Hu, this must be the guy. Kadosh Baruch Hu said, no, Baruch Hashem, that's not the one. Go down to the next one, to the next one. The reason why Shmuel made that mistake, there's another Chazal which is similar to these Gemaras over here, because he said about himself, Shmuel says, Ani HaChozeh, I am the Navi. So Kadosh Baruch Hu says, oh, you're the Navi? I'll show you you're not the Navi. I'll show you that it's all, if I give you the Siyata Deshmaya, then you got it. If I snap my fingers, you lose it. You're not the Chozeh. You don't have any inborn koiches to be the Navi. It's only because I give it to you.
Isn't the story about David being anointed in Shmuel earlier?
The Rishash and other Mefarshim talk about the historical events, which one came first, which one came second. I recommend that you look at all the Mefarshim. You're right. It's in the Tanakh, it says the second reverse. But our Gemara ignores that, and our Gemara says, well, when it comes to Eliyav, don't even look at him. He looks handsome and he's tall and everything. No, because unfortunately I have rejected him. Why have I rejected him? Says that until now he was favored in the eyes of Hashem, but because he got angry, that's what Ramani Bapatri was saying, called Shakois. Philippoiskan Allah Gdul Marishmaim. He should have gotten the Gdullah, he should have been Nimshach to be Melech. Oh, are you getting angry? Kadosh Baruch Hu rejected him, and then David HaMelech became the new Melech. Okay, beautiful stories, and now we go back to the Karban Pesach and the fact that it's Doicha Shabbos, and the Karban Tomid is Doicha Shabbos. The more Ashkhan Tomid Pesach to Dochu Shabbos. That we know. We just learned it. We know by Tomid because it's or the Shabbos of Shabbatoi, and then we have Miyadoi, so that's covered. Faithy more Shabbos to Dochu Tumah, Minol, and how do we know that Shabbos is Doicha Tumah? Amri, kech the Aleph Pesach mi Tomid leinyan Shabbos, achinami Aleph Tomid mi Pesach leinyan Tomid. In other words, we have a rule: ein gzeir shavu lemechza, like ein hekish lemechza, and therefore, just like you learn the Karban Pesach from Tomid legabi Hilchos Shabbos, we learn Tomid from Pesach legabi Hilchos Tumah. That just like Pesach is doicha Tumah, Shabbos is also doicha Tumah. And the obvious question is, "O Pesach gufei minolan?" How do we know that Pesach is doicha tumah? When we say it's doicha tumah, of course we're talking about a case of tumah hutra betzibur, not an individual, because any individual Pesach shayni, like the Gemara is going to tell us right now. O Pesach gufei minolan, Amar Rabbi Yochanan Miokra, it says in the pasuk, "Ish ish ki yotam lenefesh b'derech chayke lechem." He's got to wait till Pesach shayni. Why does he ish ish? So I have a clear raya that you'd go and bring Pesach betumah by Pesach rishon because only ish and not a ganze tzibur. That it says ish and not tzibur, I agree with you, but I can learn it the other way around. Since it's only one individual, he gets a second chance, so to speak. He has a backup alternative. But the tzibur, maybe they are dead in the water. They don't have a chance. Since the masses of Klal Yisrael have all become tamei, says the Kodesh Baruch Hu, I'm not going to suggest to them to wait until Pesach Sheni. And they can't do Pesach Rishon, so they're stuck. So this year there won't be a Pesach. Now only the three Yechidim that are still a tar, they'll bring it. But they see, but maybe not. Maybe Taka Loyim and Takanta. El Rabbi Shimon Lokish Vihochet. It says in the Pasuk, Shalchum and Amachane. It's the Pasuk, Pashas Nosoy, Shalchum and Amachane, Chotur, Vachotzah, Vachotof, and Nafesh. Pray to you more, Yom Tmei Yimei, Yom Tmei Zobin and Mitzurai. The Pasuk says, called Tzurua, which is a Mitzayra, a Zav, and a Tom and Nafesh. Now, which one of the three is the heaviest in terms of which one is more Chomer? We typically think of Tmei Mes being more chomer because Tmei Mes Shlishi is Shvi, 100%. Zam Metzayra don't require that. On the other hand, Zam Metzayra are more chomer in the sense that there's Tuma Yosei Megufan. It comes directly. It's not from an external source. It's from internal sources. They become Nevach Tamei. And so therefore, says Yomar Yomit Tmei Mes, we Yomit Zomit Zorayv, and Yomit. It's Tmei Mes, Mishtalchen, if I have to go be Mishtalchen in a Mach, and I have to go and send out all Tmei Mes, where it's external forces that cause them to be Tamei. So I'm like, Koshkin, Dechan Avad, and Avad, I should be Mishtalchen in a Mach, and why do I need this Pasuk? Allah says, Yomar, the top of the Yomit, Yish Lecha Shosh, Shez Zomit Zorayv, Mishtalchen, Yomit Tmei Mes, Mishtalchen. There are times that the Zom Metzayra we are going to send away, but we're not going to send away the Tmei Mes. When is that time? The Pesach Abba B'Tumah. That what? The Tmei Mesim. All of you guys can stay, but Zavin Metzorayim, you have to leave. Because the only heter is the Tumah L'Nefesh. Ish Ishki Tumah L'Nefesh. A Tumah L'Nefesh can stay, meaning all the Tmei Mesim, but the Zavin Metzorayim have to leave, and that's why you have to spell them out in the Pasuk. So now I have a Rai that Tzibur, the Karban Pesach, is Hutra B'Tzibur, that you're allowed to bring it, even though it's Tumah. So now I'm going to learn B'Yadam Yadoy, just like I learned Pesach from Shabbos, the Gavidah Din of Shabbos, Pesach from Tumah, the Gavidah Din of Shabbos, now I'm going to learn Tumah from Pesach, that it's Doicha, the Tumah is Hutra B'Tzibur.
And they, and Zavin Metzorah,